OST Los Angeles.
We're Mark and Kim. It's Breakfast with Josh Groban. Yummy.
And everybody's brought out their camera phones now.
Yeah, I hear the camera phones making that little fake camera
you know
noise.
What?
It's great.
It's a good thing it's not like a phaser, Star Trek, you know? The cell phone's the same shape as
you can program to do anything.
We're grateful for that. Is everybody doing okay? I mean, this is a pretty special experience.
We're getting to know Josh a little bit. And, you know, you travel. You're on tour. You're going to be here at the Greek Friday and Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
When you travel with people, and do you consider the people that work with you friends, coworkers, employees? I mean, how close do you get to people on the road?
They're all friends and they're coworkers. I mean, you become so close with them because they're all that you see on a day-to-day basis. You're living out of each other's pockets. And I've been so fortunate to on a work level have so many incredible talented they're so into it and these people but you know on a friendship level I mean we hang out all the time.
Now you fly the girlfriend in on the in
yeah
the
I do city? I absolutely do. You know, January comes in as often as she can. She's off sometimes on locations and it's hard, but no, we've actually really lucked out. Our schedules have worked out.
When
so
you guys get married?
He's 23, Mark.
That's a legitimate listen.
Oh, I know.
Your
not
mother's
for a
wondering
very,
too.
Very, very long time. But
very good.
You know, but a lot of people are getting married young today.
They are. Yeah. They certainly are. I read about it in Us Weekly all the time. You know, we all know how that story ends. But
all right. So, Josh, you have these intense relationships, with these people that you work with. There's got to be one, though. If you had to replace one person on your crew,
what?
Who are you going to fire this weekend?
If there was just one person,
you can't ask
everybody
them that.
You know right now who would be get replaced. Who needs to sharpen his skills?
The caterer, for sure.
All right, there you go.
Catering sucks.
Gladstone's Malibu, then. That's what we
it's
need
all
to
about
get
the food.
Gladstone's Malibu definitely needs to come on tour.
Really, sometimes, now that I would assume, do you have one of those clauses in your contract that, you know, pull out the green M&Ms?
No.
Really?
My dressing rooms are so bare.
Is there anything unique that you ask for that maybe is something special to Josh Groban on these concert tours?
My writer basically just has bottled water and potato chips.
Josh.
And I don't even eat the potato chips, so I don't know.
You know,
I know.
Opera, think opera diva.
I know.
You know, you need to work on that a little bit.
It's
I got
true.
A couple of things.
Sure.
You
tell me.
You need a masseuse.
Oh, you know, that's...
Couple hours before the show, you know, you get that stage fright thing starting to work up. You know,
that might make
that's
you
a
fall
good idea.
Sleep or something.
Yeah,
though.
Real loose performance. That's a good time. How y'all doing?
Okay. This is why Brian is his manager and not me. All right, very good. His CD Closer, which is out right now, we played a selection of songs from it earlier in our broadcast this morning as Josh Groban visits us here. And this is the final cut on the CD that is out in the store.
Right.
There is another CD that was available at joshgroban.com,
mm-hmm.
which has some additional cuts.
Right.
But Never Let Go put you with a very unique musician that maybe you've heard of or not, a group called Deep Forest.
Right, yeah. This was the real collaboration with the both of them. There's Eric and Michelle from Deep Forest, and this was a situation where we had finished Remember When It Rained, and I said, you know what, let's take it way far left. Let's go in a different direction. You know, don't be afraid to make it classical sounding or whatever you think of me or whatever you think of my vocals or whatever, just throw it out the window and just let's create a song that you would normally do.
And this has some great energy to it. It's a wonderful
song.
It
wound up being some of the most fun we had in the recording studio. It happened very, very quickly. It started actually, the melody for the song started with him playing a chord and I would just improvise into the microphone on ah, you know, ah, and that's the beginning of the song. And then eventually frog in the throat. And eventually that improvisation became the melody for the verse, and then we started doing the lyrics.
Well, let's hear it here on the Mark and Kim Show, Never Let Go. It's Josh Groban on the coast.
Thank you. So don't let me go alone.
Host 103.5. We are having so much fun this morning. Breakfast with Mark and Kim and Josh Groban.
Taking pictures and...
Never Let Go, the name of that tune.
Pick up the CD Closer. It is wonderful beginning to end. He sings in four languages. And one question was, do you understand all those languages that you're singing and do you speak them fluently?
Well, I certainly understand them. I mean, when I take on a song in another language, there's a ton of homework that goes into it before I even go in front of the microphone.
So you make sure that they're not putting any dirty words in
there. Yeah, absolutely.
It's not your first language.
It could happen, but the languages are so musical themselves.
Love that is amazing in Italian, in Spanish,
it is.
In French.
It's true. And sometimes, you know, when you translate it back into English, just because it's my first language, you know, it gets lost in translation, the poetry of it, the musicality of it. It just, even though some people may not understand everything that I'm singing, they feel it that much more. And so it's very important for me to really learn it.
It's 9 after 8 here, and Josh Groban is going to step outside.